Good evening, it's 6 p.m. I'm Logan, and let's take a look at what's going on inside the Ignite newsroom. 8 people have been injured after they were struck by a driver in a U-Haul rental van in the Bay Ridge neighborhood of New York City. 2 people are in critical condition, 2 in serious condition, and 4 have minor injuries. The NYPD said the suspect was evading a police stop before he hit pedestrians and fled. The incident happened around 11 a.m. The suspect is reportedly a 62-year-old man with no fixed address. A Manitoba man who spent more than 2 decades behind bars is getting a new chance to overturn his murder convictions. Federal Justice Minister David Lametti has referred the case of Robert Sanderson to the Manitoba Court of Appeal for a new hearing, saying he has concluded the case was likely a miscarriage of justice. Sanderson was found guilty in 1997 of 3 counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole eligibility for 25 years. A 24-year-old man is facing hate-motivated assault charges after he allegedly threatened someone with a knife inside a downtown Hamilton business on Saturday. The incident happened around 8 a.m. in the area of Main Street and Wentworth Street. Officers were made aware of a disturbance inside a business in downtown. A man with a knife was repeatedly threatening a customer. The suspect attempted to flee but was later arrested by police after a short foot pursuit. Sports and weather are up next.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, the Kansas City Chiefs are the winner of Super Bowl 57 in an outstanding effort from regular season and Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs were able to handle the Philadelphia Eagles, winning 38-35. Tonight in the NBA, the New York Knicks are hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Denver will travel to Miami to battle the Heat, and the Lakers are taking on the Trailblazers in Portland.
Ignite Radio weather.
Today is mainly sunny with a high of 8 degrees. Later tonight, clouds are moving in and the low will be minus 3, feeling like minus 7 overnight. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 8, and currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it is 7 degrees.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 oh, 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 oh. You got me like, oh, 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 oh. Shawty, come give me your lo, 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 lo.
Friends, could they go my light, ching, go on. Yeah, I know. my house, I see me got a small wall. As me I wake up, now she did my mind don't
in my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh,
is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Are you getting tired of hanging around here? Is it bringing you down? We've been talking about how we get enough fear. If we got it down, all the city towers over us. Where we could be giants, bigger than the walls that hide us, breaking all the laws of silence, looking at a sea of diamonds. If we could be, we could be giants. Oh, if we could be giants. Oh, I don't wanna be the one you can push by.
Ignite Radio, that was Lights with Giants. You are logged on with Logan. Welcome to show number two. I got some really nice stuff coming up today. Some pastimes, a little bit about animals. You'll see that in a little bit. Some entertainment news as well. But first, I want to talk about halftime. The Super Bowl was last night, obviously. The halftime show was such an amazing, amazing performance. But it got me thinking, what would you do if you were in the shoes of one of those backup dancers? Because there was one point, they were all like, Rihanna was singing towards them, and they were all like shimmying backwards, looking like they were going to do the limbo. And it like focused on this one guy in front. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm that guy, I'm like singing in Rihanna's face while she's singing back to me, and I'm leaning over dancing, I'm falling right on my back in front of literally the whole world. And it just got me thinking about some other things. Like, I'm the type of person that I see someone do something and I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd botch that. Like, I would not be able to do that. Like, the people that have to climb the electrical towers, cheerleaders, I have a ton of respect for cheerleaders. If you were a cheerleader out there and you've been at the top of the pyramid, you've been at the bottom of the pyramid, you've been in the middle of the pyramid, kudos to you, because that takes a lot of strength and a lot of balance and a lot of effort. But I want to know, if you were Rihanna's backup dancer, could you do it? Let me know. Radio at Mohawk. Let's keep the music going.
Imagine hesitating every time you want to leave your home. Imagine needing help when no one is around.
Good girl.
Everyday Canadians with disabilities count on their dog guide to help them move forward in their daily lives. Participate in this year's Purina Walk for Dog Guides and help provide dog guides to other deserving Canadians. Together, moving forward, changing lives. To find a walk near you or simply to donate, visit PurinaWalkForDogGuides.com today.
The pavement lies before him. A street lamp lights the way. Such steady pace and lane control. His passengers will say he brought us safe together, and we've had a merry time while we drank beer and shooters. He ordered soda with lime. We hope he always joins us because we enjoy his company. A leader, a warrior, a man amongst men. For short, just call him DD. Who's your designated driver?
Osud and the Beer Store want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Love hit music? Hit us up and let's get social. Ignite Radio now.
Done by you. Something.
Hit music.
That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on Sunday.
Ignite Radio. That was Positions by Ariana Grande. It's Logan. I've got one word for you. Kangaroos. I'll explain in a few minutes. But first, here's Benny Adam with Start Over.
If I had to start over, I would choose you again. Now I better change my ways or lose you once more. If I had to start over, I would choose you again. No rush, shorty, I need you to calm down. Yeah, it seems that they always wanna come up when I calm down. You feel me? 20 women with me, sun up, sun down, sun down. I got news for the rest of, news for the rest of you. You think you're cool, you're messed up. Stay home, boy, I need the best of you, need the best of you. Oh, baby, baby, please don't go. I won't let you down no more.
For the rest of you think you're cool.
Ignite Radio. We are back. That was Start Over, Benny Adam. Okay, I'll explain now. Kangaroos. So, over the weekend on Saturday, my cousin and I were watching a UFC event. UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. It's a MMA sport. And it was in Australia, and it was a very good card. And he turned to me and asked if I thought a kangaroo could keep up with an MMA fighter. And I just thought I had to bring it here to ask the question because I don't know. But I did some more research on kangaroos because I wanted to find out a little bit more. And wow. Me, I'm a somewhat experienced martial artist, and I don't think I could do it. But I'm also not a professional. But I found out that the red kangaroo are the biggest kangaroo. I found out that they grow between 6'5" and 6'2" and can weigh up to 200 pounds. So that alone, knowing that a kangaroo can be almost a foot taller than me and can weigh the same as me, I don't like my chances. But we're talking about professionals here. So we'll say it's the same height, same weight. This is where I am out of it completely, and I don't think anyone can keep up. Their max speed is 70 kilometers an hour. So imagine if you have to run away from a kangaroo and that thing is running at you at 70 kilometers an hour. Not only that, they can leap up to 30 feet with just one jump. That's insane. That's crazy. I also did a little bit of digging into how they fight. And apparently they start off just by throwing jabs and then they lock forearms. But then they mainly just wrestle each other. So it'd be interesting. I don't know. If you know about the UFC, send a list of UFC fighters you think could keep up with a kangaroo at Radio at Mohawk. Keep on listening though, because coming up, I've got some entertainment news.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents pairing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
Six, I've been feeling it since 1956. Might have had your fill, but I feel it still.
Rihanna lit up the stage with her amazing halftime performance last night, but she also made a huge announcement while doing so. She's pregnant. One thing that was found shocking was most of her backup dancers had no clue she was pregnant throughout the rehearsal process, although there were more than 280 dancers total. Super Bowl sources said leading all the way up to the time she put on her costume, Rihanna wore baggy clothes to cover the bump. It was even said back in January, Riri was wearing a loose-fitting outfit and kept her purse in front of her stomach to keep her Super Bowl guest a surprise. Rihanna did an amazing job keeping this a secret for the grand reveal last night. Congratulations to A$AP Rocky and Rihanna. It's Logan Waller, and that was your Entertainment Minute.
to someone. Oh, I never had nobody and no road home. I want to be somebody to someone.
Ignite Radio, you're logged on with Logan. That was Someone to You by Banners. Make sure you keep listening because coming up, I've got your Way Back playback. But right now, here's 1,000 Miles by the Kid Laroi.
I know that look on your face. You're coming my way. You're coming my way tonight. Here goes another mistake. I know I'm gonna make. I know I'm gon' make tonight. Oh, oh, you should let it go. You're better off alone. Cause I'm about to stop it with you. I know that look on your face. You're coming my way. You're coming my way tonight. And I will never change. I couldn't even if I wanted to. For you. There's nothing left to say. If I was you, then I would stay 1,000 miles away. It's hard to give it all up. Trying to block you out, but you're invading my thoughts. And you got 10 fingers wrapped around my heart. Wish I could give you everything that you want, but I won't, no. Oh, you should let it go. You're better off alone. Cause I'm about to stop it all with you. I know that look on your face. You're coming my way. Tomorrow we'll say goodbye. And I will never change. I couldn't even if I wanted to. For you. There's nothing left to say. If I was you. Tonight, and I will never change. eyes. I couldn't even if I wanted to for you. There's nothing left to say. If I was you, if I was you.
Ignite Radio, welcome back. You're logged on with Logan. So, spring is kinda here, almost. And I've been thinking, the warm weather's coming up. We're gonna have more spare time, the ability to do a little more outside. And I'm just curious, what's your favorite pastime? Because I've got a list of some of the most classic Canadian pastimes. But it's a pretty short list. I didn't find very much on here. The only things that were on here were camping, playing games, cooking, and learning a new language. So I'll dive in a little bit. I'll dissect it a little bit. Camping, I feel like, here's my thing, is staying at a cottage considered camping? Because, you know, you're kind of like up north in the wilderness, but you're housed, you know? So is it camping, or is like cottage its own little whole separate adventure on its own that doesn't kind of intertwine with camping? I don't know. But a funny story with camping. I will never forget the first time I ever caught a fish while camping. It was a sunfish. And if you don't know, a sunfish is a circle, essentially just a circular fish with points, with spikes all over its body to defend itself, hence sunfish. Anyway, I caught it, and my dad went to go take it off the hook, and he was wearing gloves, and I was young. I would think I was like maybe 6, I don't know, not knowing, not thinking. I just, oh my gosh, I caught a fish, and I tried to grab it, and I've been a little skeptical to touch a fish ever since that moment. But I do enjoy camping. Playing games, yeah, everybody loves playing games. Cooking, I would love to learn how to cook. My favorite thing so far is chicken strips in the oven or air fryer. But and learning a new language, I would love to do that too. I added a few of my own, and you can let me know what you think. Being active, of course, working out, going on hikes, going on runs, going on walks, and reading a book. Let me know, Radio at Mohawk, what's your favorite pastime?
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking. But $5,000 in cold hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number 2 killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cooverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer. Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
This song was released in 2014, and it reached top 5 in 20 countries. In the United States, the song peaked at number 8 on Billboard Hot 100 with over 200 million copies sold. It was nominated in 4 categories at the 57th annual Grammy Awards, and the music video has 2.5 billion views on YouTube. The artist behind the music started her career in the acid jazz band Crisp in the mid-1900s. She has won multiple music awards and has received 9 Grammy Award nominations. She has also written or performed songs on movie soundtracks such as Twilight, Burlesque, The Hunger Games, and Pitch Perfect 2. If you haven't guessed yet, it's Chandelier, Sia, on Ignite Radio.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up. Bring up my doorbell. I
your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music. Now.
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 It's been too long. I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. Go somewhere I know. If you're a rider, let me know, 'cause I'm down to take you now. Oh, no, no. Tell me and I'll take you now. It's been too long. I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. Go somewhere I know will set me free.
Ignite Radio.
If you signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, "I want to be an organ donor." We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Ignite Radio, I'm here for real. I forgot to turn auto off. All my radio students, you guys know what that means. But I got the last break. One more time talking with you. Just a little reminder, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Make sure you book those reservations, buy those gifts, or if you're staying at home, rent that movie. I know I'm going to be enjoying a nice big steak from the Keg myself. I just want to say thank you for logging on. Thank you for listening to show number 2. Make sure you keep listening, because up next, you're going to be jamming with Jake. I love talking with you. I hope you enjoyed listening. Until next time.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than 1 million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
Sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind.
so let me show it. You are exactly what I want, kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you, yeah. We're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting.
On the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
I fight you, I fight myself, I fight God. Just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life and living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid in relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you won't
be.
Pray to me. But pay for me.
music.
The world's best internet radio station for hit music now. Ignite Radio.